escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are 4.5 minutes away from the close of bidding for all Eagles Radiothon items. Ryan Hammond, the executive director of the Eagles Autism Foundation, with us as the bids wrap up. Now, the t-shirts, they go past the 5 o'clock, right? So, hold on.
Hit that on button. There we go. Come on, Jack.
Nah, he's...
The t-shirts go past the deadline at 5 o'clock. You can still support through the end of the month. We'll get your shirts out to you, and you can proudly support not only our exciting Reed Blankenship and Cooper DeJean, but also the Eagles Autism Foundation.
I'm not going to jinx it. I just want to tell everyone here, I currently have the highest bid on an item.
Wow.
I do.
You mean you personally?
I personally.
Oh, okay.
Have the highest bid on an item.
He snuck into the bidding.
Is it the golf?
What is the golf with Saquon and Kelce at Trout National? It's like $65,000?
Yeah, I think we were at like $70,000.
Holy cow.
Now, the live broadcast for the WIP Afternoon Show is at $10,250.
There we go, man.
Clearing last
golf
year.
Golf is $73,250.
Wow. And lunch with Nick Sirianni and the games with Nick Sirianni still in there as well. You want to tell me what that one's at?
Yeah, we are at $6,500. So that's a steal.
That is
Howie jumped to $30,000 and $30,100.
Wait a minute. No offense to Howie.
But Nick Sirianni?
I know. That's why I said Nick is undervalued here. Howie is worth every penny.
Howie's worth every penny.
But Nick, that's a steal.
I'm saying Nick is undervalued.
The other steal is the locker room party that you can have that comes with catering. You get, it costs $30,000. I think 30 people for the locker room party.
Oh, man.
I contemplated bidding on it for my daughter's graduation party.
I got outbid.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Somebody snuck in there.
Go higher.
No.
It is thrilling, right?
Yes.
I mean, I'm looking at these bids.
That's what's dangerous.
Go higher.
Should I?
Yeah. No. How much more?
Listen,
did
we have 3 minutes to break a record.
How much more did they outbid you by?
$100.
Then you get
in there and bid.
Man up.
All right. One more, and then I'm done. Okay. Let's see. I want
you to win the item.
I mean, people heard Jalen on your show,
and
his item is going up. Over $16,000 for Jalen's
experience. There you go.
You're bringing six children together, adults. This is the Super Bowl MVP. He wrote this story from the heart, right?
Yes.
How do you not want to inspire your kiddos by such an incredible role model?
Yeah, absolutely. And as you've said before, what is very special about the foundation is that all the money that is raised goes to autism research.
Every single dollar,
which is not, a lot of other great charities, but it's not always the case.
Yeah, a lot of people have to take operating support to pay bills and stuff. That's what Jeffrey's commitment is to support the operations foundation. So every person who donates, we can tell them that where their money's going. We can show them the lives that are changed as a result of those investments.
Yeah.
Wow. This is nerve wracking.
The numbers continue to rise.
The final bids are coming in.
The final
bids. We're in the 2-minute warning right now. Yeah. And it is I can't even, I have a screen that's rotating and it's 0 seconds ago that all of these bids are coming in. So
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
About our sit-ins? What are we looking like for our, not our sit-ins,
The broadcast?
Yeah, the remote. Oh, no, that's the one you were talking about. We went over 10,000?
Yeah, you went over 10,000.
Okay.
That's a big number.
I mean, honestly, shout out to Joe Flynn. He deserves it. He 11,000. Is an incredible supporter.
It's up to PDQ.
Yeah, so okay. He is one of the, well, I don't know if he's currently the top bidder, but he was bidding on that.
So we're
the
at 11,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
And our sit-in is at 1,200, being outbid by the morning show at 1,500.
Oh, that's come not, on. That's, yeah, that's come totally on.
I mean, it's a fine experience, but if you want a better experience.
There's not even enough seats.
Yeah. And Joe's not going to let you talk anyway. Exactly. He's the only one that talks.
Sure,
on the
all right, golf is 80,000 right now, guys. Ooh, like, I can't even
$100.
I mean, that really is, like, when I had that item, like, totally locked in, I was like, oh, that's a $100,000 item. I felt that.
Yeah. When you're talking about Jason Kelce and Saquon Barkley and that course.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I got outbid again. Oh. I'm done.
But it was thrilling to watch you in the hunt.
Yeah. Hit him high.
Hit him low. I was bidding on the Mylotta barbershop thing. I thought that would be cool.
You did bring that up. Yeah.
I was like, that would be cool. Go with Jordan to the Eagles barbershop.
There is 1 minute left at this point.
My barber. No, we're at 5
we're
o'clock.
Done.
We're at
done.
5 o'clock.
Yeah.
We're at 5?
And that ended at 2,400. So the Jordan Mylotta one. So
that's a lot for a haircut. Brother.
Yes, I know.
You thought
I got outbid. I got outbid. I got a little excited. I was like, I want to do this. And then, but there's a little bit of relief in getting out there. Well, I see Jordan all the time, you know. I could probably guilt him into a haircut. So,
So here's the thing.
Yeah. So
I can confidently say every year we come with the same goal to raise a lot of money to set a new record. I can confidently say we've already exceeded last year's $550,000 that we've reached.
So we already beat
it.
So we already beat it, okay. Which I didn't even know. We have, you know, obviously a couple phone calls to make because Ava generously offered to duplicate some of the sit-ins and, you know, we have some, and Howie obviously threw out if some people were willing to match a higher bid, he would duplicate his item. So we can only go up from here. But the reality is, I just want to take a moment and applaud everyone's efforts because we surpassed 550,000.
There you go.
That's awesome. Still counting.
Awesome. Yeah. So we beat last year, is awesome. Well, thank you for all you do, obviously, and your team here who has been working tirelessly.
They're incredible, right?
Yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
Like our first, like.
Everyone with a smile on their face, too. We don't see a lot of smiles.
I know.
Here,
we have our guy Max here.
Yeah.
Like we have one of our ambassadors from the Eagles Austin Foundation. Max is here. I like to call him Max-a-million-dollars.
Yes.
Okay.
He's here. He's here for emotional support for me, helping us get to the finish line. And he's also a huge fan of your show.
Great.
Love
Thank
it.
You, Max.
Love it.
Yeah.
Ambassador for EAF, ambassador for.
Yep.
The afternoon show.
We like that. So when do we get the final? When do we know the number?
So we're going to do some math for you and then come back in. But we'll work on it and obviously add the shirts in. But I will say the golf ended up going for $85,250.
Wow. Unbelievable.
That's some real coin there.
Well, thank you, Ryan.
And it was someone who swooped in at the very end who was
that's what it is. Well, that's how the online auctions go.
Yeah, very happy for them. Super Bowl stayed at the 26,000. That was good. Jalen went up to over, 17,000. So.
Oh, wow. Huge jump because that was at 7,000 an hour ago. So.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ryan.
Well, we couldn't do it without you guys.
Oh, thank you.
We really appreciate your enthusiasm. Jack, everything that you do.
Well, some of the things that he does. 70% of what
even though my mic wasn't on when we started. It's fine.
Right,
no,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
He's not that good. Yeah.
I mean, to say this partnership is something special is an understatement. To have 2 days that we spend here, like I said, with our team, we come in at 5 a.m. We're here, through all the shows. It's just incredible to see the response of our callers and their enthusiasm. And most importantly, all the listeners who are Eagles everywhere. And we thank you all for helping us make an incredible difference and Jeffrey for his vision. So go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
And thank you as
thank
well.
You. Yeah.
And you'll come back in
with
the total.
Yeah, we'll come back and tell
it.
You the total.
All right.
Breaking news.
Micah Parsons got traded. Micah Parsons.
No, seriously?
Yes.
Yeah, where?
The Packers.
Well, I mean.
Yeah.
You threw that out there. I didn't know if that was real or not.
Micah Parsons got traded.
Fritz is the one who announces that.
That's a stunner.
Yeah.
For what?
And they signed him to a 4-year, $188 million extension, $136 million guaranteed.
Mm. Hold on. 4-year, $188?
Ooh,
that is four.
Let me get my calculator out.
That's $45 million a year.
Divided by four. That's 47.
$47 million a year.
$47 a year.
That is psychotic.
Get that bread, Micah. Get that
holy
bread.
How?
That is unbelievable.
Now, Man, listen, I would say I feel bad for Cowboys fans, but I'd be lying to you. Yeah. I'd be lying.
I don't feel bad.
I got to be honest.
I'd actually rather have them on the Cowboys than the Packers. Packers are actually good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want them on the Packers.
Yeah. But I want to win next week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, for sure.
I don't think, we do play. So don't worry, we'll see. We play the Packers this year.
We will. He'll be in green, just not ours.
Yep. So in the last calendar year, they've lost Luka and Micah in Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, not great for
Dallas. Wow.
I can't believe they traded him.
I mean, yeah, I
Did you say what they got for him?
That's not out yet. Just the contract terms are out.
Wow.
That is stunning.
Wow.
By the way, I do want to... The Eagles Autism Foundation thing. We do this thing where we say, oh, not enough, oh, not enough, oh, not enough. We're so thankful for everyone who has not only bid on one of these items, but bought a T-shirt, listened to the interviews, you know, donated even without one of the items. It's great work that they do, and we are honored to be a part of the Radiothon every year. So thank you so much for all of the money that you donate, because it does go to a good cause. Yes. We want to do top five at
yeah,
five?
Yeah, right. Can't believe Micah. Yeah,
I can't believe they traded him.
They actually did it.
I'm stunned. I was with you, Ike, the whole time.
Yeah. And
we were in lockstep.
I honestly believe that they would fold in signing.
Yeah. I can't believe.
Yeah.
I can't believe they traded him. They must have gotten a haul. If the Packers are willing to pay him $47 million a year,
so,
47?
Rap Sheet said 2 first-rounders.
Okay. Well,
at least.
Yeah.
At least
telling you what he said.
And if that's all they gave up for him?
And they already signed Jordan Love, right?
Oh, yeah, the Packers,
Jordan Love has a contract.
Yep.
They're not paying any receivers.
Nope.
They just drafted one in the first round, so.
Right.
They paid Josh Jacobs when he came over.
Yeah, but what's that?
That's running back money.
$10 million, yeah, whatever. Right. So if they can afford it, you know.
They did it.
We're going to have oh my God, Jalen Carter. I know it's a different position, but Jalen Carter must be just like.
Oh, he's salivating.
Oh my God. He'll play 104% of the snaps this year with that kind of money.
I will say this. Now, Micah, he had to wait to get his money. Right? This is his fifth year.
Yep.
This is going to his fifth year. A lot of these guys, you're already paid by after your third year. So he had to wait to get his money.
But he got it.
I don't blame him for getting every penny of it.
That is the biggest contract handed out to a defensive, to an edge. That is $488 million? Oh, my goodness.
$136 million guaranteed.
Good for Micah Parsons,
yeah,
by the way. He held
get
firm.
Get that bread, man, yeah.
Held firm, said I'm not. You know, a lot of other players say, I'm not doing it. I'm not. Look, Trey Hendrickson gave in. Trey Hendrickson got 1 year, got $14 million. Yeah. Trey Hendrickson, you know, and I know Micah Parsons is a lot younger, but most of these players give in. Micah Parsons just said, I want to get traded, and he actually got traded.
Yep.
All right, let's get to the
unbelievable.
Top five.
Each the five.
Wow. Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So what I have for you today, the saddest things currently going on at WIP.
Huh?
Okay.
There's a lot of sad things going on. Starting at number five is online in response to us having Jalen on the show. The people saying, keep the same energy. QB1's on. Well, what do we see? Like, come on. We're not bad guys.
Well, I kind of wonder what they think that looks like.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, I would say the same thing to them. You know, I see nothing but how much I suck on the internet. I've yet to meet one person in real life to tell me how badly I... Like, what am I supposed to do? Get Jalen Hurts on and go, hey, by the way...
I had you seven.
Yeah, I think Josh Allen's better than you.
Not sure you're elite.
Yeah. How is that interesting to anyone?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah. What is his response to that? That's actually... It's funny. They think it's disrespectful to not keep the same energy. I think it would be disrespectful to do that.
Yeah,
who wants that?
Of course.
And it's not good for the listener.
They don't even want that. They think that's something that they want. Yeah. That's not something that you want. Why would you even want him exposed to that?
Yes.
You know, he's calling up to...
I have questions I want to ask.
Yes, to support a charity. And we're talking some football things with him. He doesn't do many interviews.
Yeah.
Yeah, and especially on radio, he doesn't do many interviews. So what do you want to do? Turn it into some type of moment that you guys can be like, oh, yeah, look at that. Look, I told you WIP is crappy. Like that's all you really wanted to do.
Yeah, and Bob, hey, Jalen, how about your sack rate?
Yeah. Like, come on.
Okay.
Yeah.
The fourth saddest thing happening at WIP is many moons ago, there was once a movement for a standing ovation on this station.
Yeah.
Now I got Kyle Quinn on the midday show calling for a standing boo tonight when the Phillies take the field.
Did he?
Yeah, standing boo. He wants to get
the hell?
Boo taking the field.
What is Kyle's problem?
Kyle needs to settle down.
Yeah, well, he's in the crosshairs. And he's always angry about something.
Yeah, he's feisty in there in that booth, man.
Yeah, he thinks I'm not that feisty.
No,
not at all. You're the least feisty guy ever.
And even when you are feisty, it's harmless.
It stops right away.
We're just doing it. We're smiling.
Yeah.
Having a good time.
By the way, the top 5 of 5 presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, especially Jack, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Thank you so much for that, Spike.
Oh, you got it, buddy.
The third saddest thing happening at WIP is Giglio declaring the division over.
By far the saddest thing.
Third saddest thing.
Clickbait.
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 Ragebait.
Ragebait.
That's what it is.
Clickbait.
And he knew exactly when the time to do it.
Yep.
And it's totally backfired. And I would like for him to apologize.
If they lose tonight, can he even come to work tomorrow if they lose tonight?
It's tough.
Well, I don't think he's coming to work tomorrow.
Oh, is he off tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
It doesn't matter. He says that
everybody's off tomorrow but Hugh.
Yeah, and by the way.
And Hugh feels like he always misses the memo. when we're taking off.
By the way.
The camera's in.
By the way,
he's been off all summer.
Yeah, sure.
When is he in? Tomorrow's the only day he's in. By the way, us being off tomorrow, I'm getting screwed out of the belt. And I would have gotten it.
When you hold on to the belt.
Yeah.
Do you want the belt?
No, it's Friday's at 4:30.
They're not giving it out tomorrow, are they?
No. That's what I'm saying. He gets to keep the belt because they're not giving it out.
I thought you had it.
No.
Oh, Fritz has it?
Yeah.
Yeah, burn the boats.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You gave it to him for that nonsense.
And now the boats are really burned.
Yeah.
They're trying to rebuild the
boats. Yeah, please.
Get back out there.
Does anybody have any boat equipment?
We're finding, we need lifesavers.
Yeah, get Taz. He knows where he can get boats.
Exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right. Yeah, Broads is on tomorrow. I mean, what is he going to do?
Yeah, he should give me the belt.
Is he going to replay the Jalen interview a million times? Yeah. See, it's called the guy that gets it. All right. The second saddest thing happening at WIP right now is, and I think you guys noticed this as well, but Elliot's just really getting a sharp tongue with the Phillies. And I know that I get sensitive. Yep. Everyone's aware of that. But like, he's just trying to tear down Bryce and really build his Eagles elitism.
He is.
We've diagnosed a lot of the city with Super Bowl-itis. I've diagnosed him with Eagles elitist. Like, it's okay. They won the Super Bowl. You win.
Yeah, you know? You won.
Yeah. You don't have to. And by the way, here's the thing.
Yeah.
What's he been, a Jalen guy for 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Acting like, I mean, has to defend Jalen for years. What is he talking about?
Well, if Jack can bring up private text, I'll bring up private text. Yeah, I'll text with Elliot during the Phillies game or whatever.
First of all, don't ever bring up a private text.
No.
I just wanted to make that clear.
Yes, right. for sure. Ike texted me this one thing. No. So you know how every once in a while with Jack, he'll go too far with the Jalen thing,
yeah.
And I'll be like, all right, enough. Elliot will be talking about the Phillies, and he'll just keep.
Oh man,
and he doesn't know, Elliot. I want the Phillies to win.
Yeah.
Like, this is not joyous for me that Bryce wore the Mets colors and they lost and this is disastrous. I'm not happy about that. So I almost got to check out of that part with Elliot because he's enjoying. I can tell he's enjoying.
Yeah.
And he's going to be the first one twirling his little finger during Red October if there's a parade, by the way.
You know kidding me?
Yeah. Oh, well, he's like, man, being in the bank for October is special.
He'll be there with us.
Yeah, of course.
He'll
will
be there.
Yeah, last year wasn't allowed in.
You know what? I'll tell him to keep the same energy.
Keep that same energy.
Yeah. Keep that same energy.
No, he is so quick to basically bury the Phillies. If it were the Eagles, he would still be finding ways to say they're still alive, they're a good organization, the star, like defending the star player. Like he would still be in there. He is so quick to want to, Bryce is a failure. I'm like, man.
It's like, the Eagles are great. No, like, no one is saying the Eagles are bad. And all of a sudden.
I mean, even if they were struggling.
I know.
Yeah. He would find a way.
He wouldn't just flip that quick and be like, the season's over with.
Well, look at how he handled the Jalen stats during preseason. There would be a bad one, and then all of a sudden there would be a 7-on-7 that we didn't know without shells, without tackling or whatever.
He's giving it an A-plus.
And counting. And then the final day, the best practice of all time, just to bring it back.
Yeah. Come on, E.
It is. He
does have a sharp tongue with the Phillies.
Oh, he can't
incredibly
wait.
Incredibly sharp.
It does go back to this. I think the pushback he got about the Sixers being.
Yes!
And then that's where it originally started at.
Is it directed at you, Jack? Or is it, like, where does it come
from?
No,
it's directed at Jack.
Okay.
I think he's actually gone past just me. Like,
yeah.
He knows it irks
right.
me.
Yeah, he already knows that. No, you're right. He's on the bigger and better things.
Exactly right. That's the issue.
Well, he tweeted that, I'm trying to figure out, timeline. He said that the Mets sweep was the most embarrassing Philly sports moment since the Sixers-Celtics series.
Yes.
But was the Eagles collapse in 23 after the Sixers-Celtics series?
Well, so he never puts that in like the proper context.
Right. Yeah. You know what?
He was like, they still made the playoffs.
I think it was that year, wasn't it?
I can't remember.
Was that the year?
So maybe the Celtics series was after that?
Yeah. No. I think maybe the Celtics series happened in the spring of 23.
Oh, okay.
Right before the Eagles collapse. Happened.
Because the Eagles collapse was certainly embarrassing.
Without question.
Yeah.
And so was the Phillies game 6 and 7 against the D-backs.
Yes. Yes. For
which
sure.
Which is also
yes.
in 23.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was a tough year.
Yeah.
Tell me. But the number one saddest thing happening at WIP right now. Is this the camera begging for foul calls and whatever's going on with trying to get the rules in basketball?
It's not happening. It's not happening.
He's pushing for it multiple times on the morning show today.
He's not getting free throws. He's not. You don't have free throws in one-on-one.
You don't have free throws in one-on-one.
And I will. Let me put this, Lakin, I hope you're listening because I know he's siding with the camera this whole time anyway. I will not allow Jack to play in a one-on-one game where there are free throws. I'm not allowing Jack to play in it. I know I'm not your boss, Jack. I'm not the boss of you, whatever.
You're not mommy either.
I'm not mommy. I feel like I'm your representation in this. I will not allow him. Now, if there is a daddy and mommy, of course, Ike is daddy, but...
I'm just staying out of this.
Thank you. Yes.
Is like, the reason there shouldn't... I understand the base of his, of his reasoning being that, well, Jack could just foul me over and over again. But the response to that is if Jack is doing that to you, you can just do that to Jack. And the reason that in one-on-one, people don't foul each other over and over and over again is because the other person can do it too. And then the game will never end. So there's a fine amount of sportsmanship here. If there's a foul, they will call a foul. There will not be free throws in this one-on-one game.
And like he wants like six fouls to foul out of a one-on-one game.
There's no foul out.
What are we fouling out to? Like disqualified? Like
it just shows he's never played one-on-one before.
Well, no, he's played one-on-one. One of my problems with this whole thing is that like sometimes, you know, bros got to be bros.
Right.
Like that, you know, one-on-one is one-on-one. It's usually make it, take it.
Yes.
There's no fouls.
No.
Fouling out and foul shots. Like,
by the way, it's got to be make it, take it.
I agree. That's the way one-on-one has been for forever.
And if it was real one-on-one, we wouldn't even have a referee.
Of course.
So at least he will have a referee there.
What reason? I mean, I understand for what reason.
You are going to get squashed to camera. Squashed. He knows he doesn't have it because the only thing he can do in basketball is shoot free throws. Mm-hmm. That's why he wants it.
Yeah.
There will not be free throws.
And he's worried about like a really physical game. Like
Should be a physal game.
It'll be physical.
It's one-on-one.
By the way, the player going back to the Packers is Kenny Clark.
Good player.
Going back to the Cowboys.
Sorry, Cowboys. Yeah, okay. So two first-round picks and Kenny Clark from Micah Parsons.
Wow. That's a stunner.
Yeah,
that's really a stunner. This hour, sponsored by Gaida Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GAIDA or go to GUIDA.com.
That just means that's four more days of Michael Parsons talk.
Oh, yeah. But now that he's
at least
he's not on
that team anymore,
Cowboys,
yes.
Yeah. I'm just shocked.
I gotta relook at these damn Packers. They get Michael Parsons.
They're pretty good.
They're pretty good.
They're going to have a pretty good offense, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. What's poppin'? Happy Thursday.
What's up, Yosh?
What up, Yosh?
What's up, fellas? Man, I'm going to tell you right now. I've been blowing up my whole family in North Carolina. Blowing them up. Letting them know Michael Parsons gone, just in case they didn't know. I am so happy. I am so happy because they love. That's the first name they say, like they got Jordan from the Chicago Bulls. This is a great day for me. I am happy.
Did you say Carolina?
Yeah. What Carolina?
What did Carolina do?
What did Carolina?
No, his family's in Carolina. Oh, they're okay. Cowboys fans. Oh, he's texting them about Michael Parsons.
All right. Okay.
Come on, man. Johnny Marks would have knew that.
Oh. Get out of here, you. The idiot.
Man. That dude was.
I just picked up the Green Bay Packers defense.
Nah. Oh.
Nice. I saw Ike on the waiver wire at like 6:30, I think, in the morning.
Really?
That's late for me.
Really?
I'm only a 4 o'clock guy.
He's usually a thronesman and picking up on the waiver wire.
Aquarius.
There you are, man.
Gemini.
This is Yoshi saying we're ignoring him.
Oh, sorry.
Just relax.
We're doing a show. You're part of the show.
It's all good. No, I just like doing it when y'all go into your little rant because it just makes me want to imitate Ike.
Yep.
And real quick, man, I'm so mad at your memory, man. What's the name? Like, how you can't remember that game you played in it, boy? I'm going to tell you right now, man, I remember that game because I had to deal with it. You know why?
Yeah.
It's like you had to deal with it. I ain't saying you didn't. But what's the name?
What happened?
What's the name? From the gate, they came out and they was killing Donovan. I mean, Julius Peppers and that. What's the boy's name? Michael Rucker?
Yeah,
I'm slashing that pocket like crazy. Donovan was just, man, he got sacked like five times.
Yeah.
And then the boy Favors hit him.
Yep.
And they sacked him, landed on him. I was like, dang it.
And it was Donovan a late hit, right? It was a late hit.
Yeah. Now, that was a late hit. Donovan got out. He sat out, what's the name, that second quarter. The end of that third quarter when Jarrod Cooper came down and hit him right in that spot and dug him in the dunk. I was like, oh, my God, it was a wrap. And then Donovan, I mean, what's the name? He threw three picks today on Ricky Manning Jr., man.
Yeah.
It was just a bad day. 14-3, we lost that one. That one hurt. I remember that game. I helped you out. I thought I would. What's the name? And you needed that. Jack, way to back up on into the end zone on that boy. And Sean, I mean, Jack, you really was running like Forrest Gump, boy. You, I mean, head straight up.
Yeah, Jack was running.
Yeah, perfect form.
Jack was running a little weird, too. Yeah. I mean, Joe was running weird. But
I'm a short stridesman. Yeah.
Man, it was Forrest Gump weird. It was beautiful. I'm so happy. It's 2-2. We back in the game. And Spike, I'd like to thank you, man. What's saying? I think you helped me out yesterday. I got my package. What's the name? We did it. The guy, what's the name, even asked me. He was like he actually said, are you Yoshi from Brewery Town? And I was like, yeah. You know what? The daggone package popped up on the screen and said, two stops away, Jack. I mean.
Spike. Oh, Amazon you're talking about.
Yes. I didn't want to say their name. I didn't know if I could diss them like that real quick.
Yeah. The biggest company in the world.
I thought you were talking about Blue Chew.
No. Yeah, I thought
like
he was, too.
You helped me out. I don't need Blue Chew yet, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be right there at the front door when I do need it. I might be
promo code 94. Promo code 94. Remember, first month free.
All right. I don't need it yet, boy. Love y'all, cats. Holler back, baby.
All right. All right, Yoshi complaining that we're ignoring him. We're just talking here, man. All right. Well, there is another Phillies game tonight, believe it or not. I could use a 7-1. I could use a 7-1 win.
7-3 more likely.
Yes, with Nolan. Yeah. I could use a 7-3 win. Yes. I could, well... 6-3 win, so we get to see Duran, and right. He goes in there, he looks good, gets a 1-2-3 inning.
You think they would use him tonight?
Yeah, they didn't use him yesterday.
Oh, that's right, they didn't use him
because
yesterday.
Remember,
I'm thinking it was two games ago.
Yeah, they lost 6-0 yesterday.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, we'll get you ready for the Phillies game. We'll also get that total for the Eagles Radiothon. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes. Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us. Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm so
6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, the text line is brought... Nope, not text line. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Did this series, the Mets series, change how you feel about the Phillies? 61.3% say yes. So big news in the NFL right now is that Micah Parsons has been traded to the Green Bay Packers for a couple of first-round picks and a defensive tackle. Now, I don't know what the odds were before, but what do you think the Packers... So Packers Super Bowl odds. I'm not going to tell you what they are. I will tell you the Bills are plus 600. The Ravens are plus 600. The Eagles are plus 700. The Chiefs are plus 850. Where do you think the Packers should fit in after this trade?
Probably right there with the Lions, if not ahead.
So they're plus 1,400. Mm. Now, so are the Lions. Packers, not a bad bet.
And where do they have the Rams?
Rams are plus 2,200.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So basically, they got the Lions and the Packers as the third, after the Eagles.
After the Chiefs.
From the NFC.
From the NFC.
Yes.
Packers and Lions after the Eagles, and the Commanders at plus 1,900.
Oh, I forgot about the Commanders.
And then the Niners at plus 2,000.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, a linebacker. He's not even a linebacker. He's a pass rusher. He's a pass rusher.
Well, he's a true edge. Somebody asked me the other day, when did we start calling defensive ends edges? And it's really like 15 years ago when the guys started getting more athletic and really sort of playing both positions. And I think what probably happened is linebacker would not get nearly as much money as a defensive end. And what would happen is those guys were labeled linebackers and didn't get paid as much, and that's sort of where that position... But Micah Parsons, truly that kind of thing.
He's more of an edge guy than he is a linebacker. He's not an off-ball linebacker. But getting $47 million, man.
A year. Unbelievable.
Listen, I'm happy defensive players are getting some shine because far too often offensive players, they get everything. Wide receivers get paid, running backs get paid, quarterbacks get paid.
Yep.
All right, so I'm happy to see defensive players out there getting paid $47 million.
That's quarterback
money, brother.
And what did Garrett get a year? Garrett,
he was at
40.
He was at 40, I believe, or 41. Crosby went first.
Crosby went first. Then Myles Garrett. Then T.J. Watt.
Yeah.
And then Trey Hendrickson must be. And I know he's 30, but he must just be looking at all this.
He's like, damn.
What did he do, man?
He's like, damn.
Should have stuck to your guns, man. Unbelievable money. Well. I guess it's good for the, week one, we don't have to face Micah Parsons, but I don't like that I was not worried about the Cowboys as a Super Bowl contender. I was worried about the Packers as a Super Bowl contender, and now I'm a little bit more worried. 215-592-9494. Brigham from Southampton, you're on WIP.
Brigham!
You got me?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, I was on mute.
Yep.
Mike, I got a question for you.
Okay.
This intrigues me, man. So players get cut from the 53 roster.
Yep.
They get the playbook. They're practicing with the playbook.
Yep.
What if they get picked up by another team? Don't they know our playbook?
No, when you get cut, you turn in that playbook.
No, I understand that, but they've been running plays out of that playbook for the whole camp.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do, erase his brain? It's not Men in Black. Yeah, you can't take away from what somebody has retained as information. They turn in the playbook, though.
But is there a disclaimer in their contract that they can't divulge from another team?
No.
Well, I just was curious. I mean, they know our playbook.
Well,
technically.
I mean, there's four plays.
Yeah. Well, here, I'm talking about, what are you talking about, offensively or defensively? So put it this way.
Either way.
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't matter either way. So put it this way. In training camp, you get the playbook with the entire offense or the entire defense from a schematic standpoint. When you go into the regular season, it's a game plan that's specifically for that team you're facing. So in other words, that thing looks like a Webster's Dictionary in training camp. When you get to the regular season, it's way more condensed because you're not running everything that's in the playbook. You've taken different plays and different schemes that work against this specific team, and the game plan is tailored that way.
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, if the other team, like, if somebody, one of our players was on another team and he heard, like, Mike 5 or whatever the play was called.
Yeah. Check this out, Brigham. When I went to Atlanta, now, you know, I'd been in Jim Johnson's defense for 7 years.
Right.
I didn't have his playbook, but you know what I did have? All the notes I took during the time that I was an Eagle. So I got notebooks. I got notebooks of the plays and the schemes that we ran. And yes, I divulged that to the Falcons the week we played the Eagles.
And a lot of it is on film anyway, right?
Exactly. It's all on film. But the
verbiage.
The intimate knowledge of actually what's going on is the advantage that you get.
Right.
Now, I will say this also. Everybody doesn't have the same level of football intelligence.
Sure.
So some guys may get cut, and they don't remember anything from the damn playbook.
Yeah, I don't think Bryce Huff remembers much.
Yeah. Bryce didn't go out to San Francisco and tell Vic Fangio's defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just curious if, like, they changed up, like, the call sign of the play.
They'll change some things up. Yeah, so to your question, Brigham, if they're playing against a – say there's somebody familiar over there that they know played over here. Yeah, they'll change up the adjustment calls. The adjustment calls. So whatever the adjustment calls are.
What's an adjustment call?
Like, say it's an offense. Jalen comes to the line.
Okay.
He's reading the defense. That's what he's doing. He's checking at the line of scrimmage. And he may change the play. So if there's a guy who played for the Eagles, say Darius Slay, for example, they're playing against the Eagles. They may be like, well, Slay probably knows what some of the hot checks are or reads, so we need to change the color this week to something else.
You answered my question. I just have been always curious about how that works.
Nah, it was good. We jumped down your throat a little bit too much first. And then I understood where you were coming from.
I think
it's fasting, Spike. It's okay.
I didn't jump down his throat. I did. By the way, nasty fasting, Spike, has turned into – I can't wait till it's tomorrow. Like I'm out of energy.
You're looking forward to it, yeah.
I've been sitting down a lot more this week during the show. I'm a stander.
And you got through the Jalen interview.
Yeah, I did.
Which I know was a big mental drain.
It was. You know, I was stressed out about it. Brigham, what they should do is when they trade a guy before he leaves, they should put him in a room and just beat the crap out of him and threaten him. Say, if you ever tell anyone that, thank you for the call, Brigham. Nick. You're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
Hey, so there's so much I wanted to say, but the main thing I want to get off my chest is that I know basketball is coming up. And
you mean for Fritz and DeCamera or the Sixers?
Yes. Okay. No, I'm not worried about the Sixers.
You and me both.
Yeah. But so I don't know. I'm guessing, Jack, you've played one-on-one before. I don't know if Joe's ever played one-on-one before, but when you play one-on-one, you call your own fouls?
Like, generally, yeah.
I don't know. He's trying to do this whole thing to get free throws.
Yeah, it's insane.
Like, and I'm just like, he makes me want to, I don't know.
Nick, the idea of it. It just drives you crazy, right? You're like, hold on, you're shooting free throws and one-on-one?
Yeah, it's psychotic. It's not happening.
Yeah, I'm like, have you ever played? It's mind-blowing. And I'm like, every morning, like the other day I said it to myself and I'm like losing my mind. I'm like, dude, he can call a foul if he wants. Like,
well, we should send him to a playground somewhere.
Exactly.
And say, go play a one-on-one.
Tell him he's never been at a playground. Yeah.
Go play one-on-one and tell them when you call a foul, you get a free throw. Let's see how that goes for you.
Exactly. Exactly. You get like basketballs thrown at you, and like, you'd be like, "What do you mean?" But
what do you mean?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
I was
saying. Yeah, all right,
yeah. All right, Joe would be out there trying to take a charge.
Yeah. Oh, can
oh
you...
he's going to take charge.
Oh, are you kidding me? What is the worst?
I actually want to see that.
Yeah.
It's like,
try to call 5-second violation after he checks it.
5-second violations,
yes. Yeah, 3-second violation in the lane.
Dude, he's gonna call palm balls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's going to call everything
man,
a carry.
Palming, carrying?
He's got it. Everything with Joe Basketball is going to be like, I'm backing Joe to camera. So, it's, you know, bounce only at the top of the ball when you dribble it. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I know everyone is down today. I get it. I know that everyone hates them. I get it. But look, let's not panic. I believe he will come back to life. Corey in Columbus calling into Apollo's funeral in Rocky IV.
Yeah, Corey
he's
was
Mr. Positive.
Yeah, yeah. Everything's all right. Don't worry, guys. But he did say everything you say is right, but it's going to be all right. The friggin' one game baseball guy. He's still in my head.
I'm sure.
Yeah. What's next?
Not only will the show bring Elliot, but if the afternoon show has the highest bid, we agree to make an appearance too. Ike's underwear pulled over his sweater.
Oh, what did I do?
It's been a while. I like when it gets brought back. That photo is almost
like,
2 years
old. What did I have to
do
with
that, man? I should come to work as Ike for Halloween just with my underwear pulled over my sweater.
It was not my underwear.
Well, it looked like it.
Another allegation I'm never beating.
I just remember I wasn't here for that.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing on the internet, I was like, is Ike's underwear pulled over?
Yes, everybody felt that. Yep.
What's next?
For God's sake, let us out! The two strangers stuck in an escape room with Spike.
Yeah, I was fine. I just sort of checked out.
They weren't getting PD, Spike?
No, it's too hard. I don't like puzzles. I get frustrated. Yeah.
Dallas Goedert likes puzzles and critical thinking.
Critical thinking. Yep. Yeah. I like a certain kind of thinking. The you're in a room and you got to find the clue. Bah, I'll let my wife find it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's next?
Tonight's paid attendance is 41,000. A big thank you to Spike Eskin. Dan Baker tonight.
I mean, it's true. You know,
yeah. We make the people more interested in the team.
100%.
You're passionate about that.
Well, I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. We don't make people less interested. We make people more interested
and more visceral reactions.
Yes.
When things go poorly.
What I always say is, yes, we are incredibly annoying when things go poorly. But when things are going well, there is no better amplification of that excitement than WIP. That's what passion is. That is why WIP is such a perfect radio station for Philly. They say Philly is the most passionate sports fans, but passionate is good and it's bad. It means that you're psychotic when they win and psychotic when they lose.
Mm-hmm.
But when they win, there's no better place and there's no better radio station. So shut up, guy. What's next?
Great question! Buzz, listening to Spike ask Sidney Brown what it's like to work with someone who loudly lets you know when things aren't going well.
Well, is what it is.
Yeah, gives you the harsh truth.
Yep.
Always.
Yep.
Spike and Vic Fangio.
Yep. Buzz, I feel like, has had just about enough of that. You didn't hear this, by the way. When Justin was producing
DeRozio.
DeRozio was producing on Monday.
I heard we got Chesty DeRozio.
Chesty DeRozio. Oh, yeah. And I said, I said that I was rough on him that day. And I said, he talked back. And he's like, yeah. And he's been nice to me ever since. So what's that say? I was like, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah. He's different, man.
He is.
He's intense.
Yeah, he is. What's next?
My other favorite book was called Long Gone by Joe Carter. Love that book. Jalen Hurts.
I thought we almost had a LeBron moment there. I wasn't sure.
Yes, I was glad that he
came up with a book.
Came up with a book, for sure. But it being Tiki,
Yeah.
Tiki and Rondé.
That's the one. I guess it's the first one he thought of.
Yeah, well, didn't Justin say that he had that book when he was younger, too?
I would have gone with Cat. See, I'm a Dr. Seuss guy.
Oh.
If you say children's books, I think of Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, I love Goodnight Moon and then Phantom Tollbooth when I was in, like, fourth grade or something.
Yeah.
What's next?
I was a big Captain Underpants guy.
And Shel Silverstein.
Dude, Captain Underpants is the...
I don't know that one.
I never heard of it.
Oh, you guys wouldn't.
The Light in the Attic is Shel Silverstein. What was Captain Underpants? Was that for a child?
It's like elementary school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Child was like The Giving Tree.
Okay.
And the mouse book he talked about on Friday.
That's not a children's book. Who Moved My Cheese isn't a book for adults that you should read. What's that?
Who Moved My Cheese?
Oh, when Sal Licata said Jiggly-O, he was talking about Joe and not me. Funny. Joe to camera's belly while running.
Wow. Low blow. An absolutely low blow.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.